We would like to speak to you a bit about fear. We understand that in the human condition, you will always be dealing with it in one way or another. And fear, of course, is the narrower of consciousness. Love is the opener of consciousness. And when you find yourself continually worried in one area of your life, you can be sure that there is fear there. And where there is fear, there is also a belief. And in order to undo all of this, you must know what it is you believe that makes you afraid. Then, of course, you must be non-judgmental about whatever it is and honest about it, because it needs to come up, your fear, so that you can see it. If you cannot acknowledge it and recognize it, you cannot move it out of your life. So some things to look for when we are looking at fear. And you want to be especially careful if your fear is off your wheel. If you are on your wheel and you find that fear comes up, say for instance, because you feel your body being overtaxed, that is a on the wheel fear and can actually be helpful, because it is telling you to rest more. It is telling you to perhaps share responsibility so that you do not have to take on the whole weight of it. That is what we call fear on the wheel. And once again, its purpose is to direct you to a correction that is good for you. Now, let us look for a moment at the fear off the wheel, because that is not one with which you can work in a healthy way. So I fear what you might do, and that is an off the wheel fear. And those fears are fears that we must recognize and release. Sometimes our fear is that if we do that, it means that we are not being kind, good people. But that is not true. That is not true at all. An off-the-wheel fear needs to be examined and released. Why? Because if it is not on your wheel, you do not have the power to change it. From the center of your wheel, if you have fear for someone off your wheel, certainly you can send love, you can send support, you can do all of that. But ultimately, when you think about it, you are being afraid because of what is on someone else's wheel. And that is not a happy place to be, because you do not have ultimate power on a wheel that is not your own. So those are two kinds of fear, one workable, one not so workable. You can only send it from the center of your wheel, your love and your support. Now, we're going to talk about a third kind of fear, which is a fear, we're going to call it the fear with no name. It is when you wake up in the morning and you are in a state of fear, but you cannot recognize it, or you feel fear when you look around you and there does not seem to be a good reason for the fear. Now, that particular kind of fear is always trying to clear something. And so the last thing you want to do is judge it or judge yourself for having it. The second problem is you cannot always intellectually figure out why you are having that fear when it does not seem to make any sense. And so this is probably a compacted fear, fear that has many layers on it. Sometimes it is connected with women to what you call people-pleasing. And if you have not been able to people-please the family or people-please the work or people, whatever it is, you may have some layered fear about that. So when that fear comes up, what you want to do is you want to say some things to yourself and see which of those things begins to relieve that fear. We are going to start from a small level there. So it may be, here is this fear, and you do not try to intellectually figure it out, but you begin by saying, I am on my own side. I have the right to be here. I am loved and supported by the universe. I am growing and changing in love and in power. I am the mother's daughter, the great mother. I am a child of the universe. And what you do is you continue to try saying these different levels of things until you notice that one begins to give you relief. It may not be the first one. It might be the 10th one. It does not matter. But the things you are saying to yourself at some point will give you relief. At the point where you notice the relief, pay attention to what you just said to yourself. Because what you just said to yourself was the antidote for the fear that you were carrying. It is a wonderful way to get some identity around the fears that you may not understand. But you do want to be active in it, but not in your brain. You do not need to figure it out. You do not need to be active in your brain. And so this is the very best way to do it. We will give you an example. Let us say that this you are in this fear and you are trying out the different things that are true, but you come to one that says, I was created in love and I will always be in love. I will move from love to love. It is the nature of my spirit. And if that is the thing that relieves that tension, that relieves that anxiety, then you know that you are carrying with you a fear about not being loved. Because the reminder that you are loved was the thing that smoothed and took away that fear. So we have other tools for the realization of what frightens us. And they are good tools. They are made of love, and they were given to us for use in that way. So if you do not judge your fear, and you are willing to test when you do not understand your fear, then you have tools. You have the tools to decipher what it is that is making you afraid. So, we will speak a bit about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe deeply and easily. Where your breath goes, love goes. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Feel a strong wind blowing, and let the wind blow away your fear, and blow away anything in the week that might have been sticking to you that you need to release. Feel that wind blow, let go of anything you do not want to carry forward. Now feel a warm rain falling and open your crown and feel the warm rain washing your crown open wider, able to receive. Feel the warm rain wash the third eye and bring back your intuitive powers so that you know without fear and you see without fear. Feel the warm rain fall in your throat and gently wash away any harsh communication that you might have with yourself or with others. Feel the warm rain fall and fall into your heart. And let the warm rain wash away pain. And feel that warm rain nurture anything that you want to plant in your heart. Nurture wisdom. Nurture love. Anything that you want to grow in your heart, let this warm rain water it, so that it can grow. Feel the warm rain come down through your body and into the solar plexus. Let the warm rain wash away any emotions that are not good for you. Wash away emotions from the past. Wash away fear. And feel the warm rain come down through your body to the second center and wash away shame. Wash away judgment so that the second center is the natural cleansing and clearing of everything that comes through your life. So you do not need to hold shame or judgment. You simply need to allow it to be washed away. Feel the warm rain flow down through your body and into the root. And let the warm rain wash away anything that blocks your own connection to what you are here to create, to what brings you joy and purpose. Now feel the bright golden sun that holds the energy of the universe pouring into your crown, flowing through your mind, through your thoughts. Feel it flow down your back to make you strong. Flow across your shoulders to remove your burden. Flow through your trunk to heal you, to make you well. Flow through your arms and your hands so that you become wise about your doing, about your holding, and about your release. Feel the golden light flow down through your legs and into your feet. Bring your attention into your heart center and see that in your heart there is a path that moves upward that you may not have walked before. And allow yourself to begin to move up in your heart center. And come to a place where the energy is golden and sparkling, and the trees are gold and silver, and the ground is full of healing. And see that there is a pond of silver water. And know that your gift is in this pond. So you may gather that gift in any way you wish. You may go down into the water and bring it back with you. You may simply reach in the water and bring it forward. But this is the place of your gift. And gather your gift in, resting the mind, knowing your gift. When you've known your gift, return to the center of your heart with your gift. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.